All right. Let's meet our next two contestants, Rosemary Wallace and Eric Neuber. Rosemary, I was told that being on this show, this is a huge compliment, that being on this show was on your bucket list.
Absolutely. I listen all the time and I thought, wow, what a debut.
That's amazing. That makes me feel great. What are some other things on your bucket list?
Singing in front of an audience.
Oh. We might be able to get rid of a couple of these tonight. Very good. Eric, do you have a bucket list?
Yes. I've always wanted to get into a physical altercation with somebody really famous. So everybody here is pretty safe.
Good. Well, I'm glad to know I'm safe. Thanks again for the compliment. Do you guys remember one of the most infectious pop songs of the recent past, Robin Thicke's Blurred Lines?
Yes.
Okay, you might remember that song because it stuck with you. It was also a song of questionable taste. Well, we've created a music game around it.
Oh, no.
Julian?
Blurred Lines was a huge hit, but we noticed some pretty lazy songwriting there, especially the part where Robin rhymes, "You want to hug me," with "What rhymes with hug me?" In this game, we'll sing you the clues to the tune of Blurred Lines, and all the answers will rhyme with hug me, or at least close enough. Contestants, ring in with the word or phrase that rhymes with hug me.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
You like it?
We're here.
All right, Rosemary.
Oh, man. This bucket list lost its luster early. Yeah.
Feel free to sing your answer, Rosemary.
If you need to drive over rough terrain, if you need a Jeep that can launch grenades, maybe you're military, maybe you're lightly armored, maybe it rhymes with hug me.
Rosemary.
A Hummer?
Rhymes with hug me?
Humvee.
Humvee! Woo! Plenty of time, Rosemary, plenty of time.
Now I'm gonna make a thick sauce. Hope you like mangoes with some vinegar and Indian spices. You're gonna eat it with some naan bread. It's like relish. It rhymes with hug me. I hate blurred rhymes.
Eric.
Chutney.
Yes, chutney. This is such a better version of this song, Julian.
I am an interpreter.
Yeah, exactly. You are the vessel that makes the beauty.
What's this game in England? They play instead of football. The ball is kind of oval, played by dudes in striped colored shirts. Big in Australia and in New Zealand. It rhymes with hug me. Hey.
Rosemary.
Rugby.
Yes.
Nice.
Football without all that safety.
Okay, now he was green, had a friend named Pokey, made out of model clay, created by our cloaking. Stop motion animated, blockheads he really hated. But tell me, can you name him?
Eric.
Gumby.
Yes.
Oh, thank God I'm a millennial.
Now I want to learn a dance move, but can you teach me? Can you teach me? Cali Swag District, put your arms out and lean side to side, but with some swagger. Let's see you shimmy. It's a blurred rhyme.
Eric.
Can you teach me how to Dougie?
Yes.
Yeah. Audience is not into that answer for some reason.
It's another millennial thing. You wouldn't get it.
Oh, Eric. Finally, you showed your entitlement. Rosemary, did you know the answer to that one?
I did know the answer.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's buzzing.
Do you know?
I don't know how to Dougie, though, do you?
No, I don't.
I know you both do. This is your last clue. Everybody
get up. What lives in a jungle fits inside a barrel. Why are you curious, George? You got two opposable thumbs. You like bananas. You wanna groom me. Don't try to hug me.
Eric.
Chimpanzee.
Really?
You know that's not right.
Really? Really? We say a monkey.
I mean... all right.
Eric.
Yes, ma'am.
Good man. Will, how did our contestants do?
Well, in terms of bucket list scoring, Rosemarie won by getting two items off her list
yes.
during that. But for the number of questions, Eric came out on top of that round.
Congratulations, Eric. You're going to be moving on to our Ask Me One More final round coming at the end of the show. And coming up, we're going to talk to our VIP, comedian Mike Birbiglia, about the one topic you should not bring up at a dinner party. So stay tuned. This is NPR's Ask Me Another.